My guest on hour two of Gelsberg Live is Chris Rosencheck from Gelsberg, Illinois. His office is Edward Jones in Knoxville next to Big Cat's Barbecue. He's a financial advisor, but not what Chris went to school for.
No, not even close.
Not even close. Wait, also, the Knox County deputy coroner, and had that title for quite a while. When did you decide? Was it high school? Was it college? That's what I want to do. How'd that start?
Yeah, so I was in college. My original plan, I wanted to be actually a youth minister.
Yeah.
And I was at Lincoln Christian College, Lincoln Christian University now.
Out of high school.
Out of high school. And at that point in time, about halfway through my freshman year, my grandpa passed away. Had a very good experience with the director that we used and how they treated our family. And I thought, I could do that. Didn't even know that.
With your grandpa's death.
Yeah. And I didn't even know that they had that program right here at Carl Sandburg, you know, college here in town, which my mom happened to teach. So guess what?
What? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, you know.
What was the class specifically? What was it?
Mortuary Science is the program.
Yeah.
And it's a very, very well-run program.
Okay.
You know, I mean, Sandburg is honestly in the Ivy League of that sphere of education.
Sure.
So,
the passing of your grandpa and that your mom taught the class and that
she didn't teach that class.
No.
She taught nursing.
She taught nursing.
Yeah, but
they were offered.
They offer that there.
And what sparked you? Like that would be.
I was just kind of like, yeah, I could do that. That'd be a great way to take care of people. And you know, also at that time, like the big show on TV was CSI. You know, like that was really seemed kind of cool and interesting. And I was like, wow, what if I could do that? I didn't really know what I was getting into at the time, but. I just jumped in, and that became my life for a while.
How long before you were partnering up with you did Peoria for a while, right?
Yeah, I was over there for about 2 years.
Yeah, and then now with Mark Thomas.
Yeah, then I came and started working with Mark or working for Mark.
Do you remember your first call? Was it tough to do that?
Because
you saw it.
It was different. It was different.
Who was deceased for the first time?
Yeah. You don't really focus on that. You focus on who's behind. You know, you got to take care of the family that's
here. Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, obviously that's a part of it. That's why you're there.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just get to know the family, what they need and want from you, and then take care of them.
So was that your thought even back in school? Like how I know the CSI connection and they offer the program and your mom was a nurse, but like this is a way I can go to bed at night and feel good that I've given back and helped out somebody. Was that part of it too?
Yeah, that was, I mean, it was very much, there was an altruistic side of it that attracted me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just taking care of folks.
Sure, so. Sure.
And honestly, you get to become kind of, in a weird way, a local celebrity. You know what I mean? Because over time, you know, one person passes away, but you get to know their whole family.
Right.
And they'll see you and they'll remember you from that moment for the rest of their lives.
Absolutely.
So you get to know a lot of people that way.
Yeah.
And it's very fun. It was a very good time.
And that can't hurt in the current business that you have as a financial advisor, maybe. that you know so many people.
Sure. That is good. I haven't had experienced any crossover of the two.
Right.
Yet, but
Yeah. Chris Rosencheck is here, and he runs the Edward Jones office in Knoxville for, you said how long now?
We've been in Knoxville since March 17th.
Scary opening your own business?
Yes and no. So I ran my practice out of Edward Jones branch here in Galesburg for a while, but we focused on Knoxville, you know, from afar, as far as Galesburg, you know, for a while. So it wasn't that scary. It's different, you know, it's... But I wouldn't say scary. Scary is definitely not.
Who's in the office with you helping you out?
So her name is Brandy Pickle.
Yeah.
And she is amazing. She's top notch.
Yeah.
She's a very good worker and very good with our clients. And she's only been with me since June. So she's brand new with our company and in the financial industry as a whole. So she's brand new to all of it. She got definitely thrown to the wolves when she came in.
But
she's doing a great job.
Chris, we'll discuss some of the things, and I'm going to ask some questions in the next segment that have to do with my financial world, which might have something to do with your financial world, and maybe Chris can answer those questions that not just upper middle class or the rich need to go to a financial advisor or can go to a financial advisor if you're working and the two of you and you're saving money and hope to plan for retirement, or you think, I can open a business and how do I do that? I need a business plan. Chris can help. You can help with all those things.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. More with Chris Rosencheck coming up. 8:32. It's Galesburg Live, and you can catch us on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIF.